want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, her perfect teenager. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Singing like she came down from the ceiling when she walked in here this evening. I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my.
Interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Tonight, it's the regular season finale here in the Marrowood South, and it is senior night. And Michael Comer alongside once again. We've got Laura Berg back at our studios engineering our broadcast. My name is Randy Paul, and we are fortunate enough to have our third straight senior night on the air here in the last week or so.
Now, it's kind of a fun way to say goodbye to these kids that we've watched for the last 4 years, and they've all grown so much as people and players, and hopefully we can see something going tonight, as there's a lot resting on this game for bragging rights and conference titles and everything that comes with it this time of year.
Yeah, we're going to have the opportunity to talk to Josh Pultz here as he's making his way over right now, the head coach for the Assumption Royals. And one of the things that we were just talking about, Coach Pultz, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by. We surely appreciate it as usual.
Yeah, always great to see you guys.
You know, we were just talking about how I think you made mention of the fact that you have not lost a conference game here on this court this year. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a year, but it's been the most fun I've had since I've taken over. It's year four already, which is hard to believe, but these group of boys just show up every day and just continue to work hard. They're all coachable, good in the classroom, and it's just a fun group to be around. And yeah, to be 7-0, looking to be 8-0 is definitely something that I aspire our program to be, is to take care of home court advantage.
One of the things I was talking with one of your assistants, Coach Grundhofer, about before the ball game was the fact that this is a young squad. It's senior night, and you've only got one.
Right. Yeah. Which is I would like to take time to talk about Owen Hagen. He's a kid that, you know, he came in as a freshman. He's one of three freshmen at the time, my first year. So he's my first kid I've had to come through all 4 years. And the growth he's had is not – I'm not even talking about basketball. Just as a kid, is something special. He means a lot to me, and I hope we can get a win tonight for him.
I think that's one of the worst parts about being a coach,
yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
You spend all that time with him, and then it's the
over.
Finality of it all, right?
Yeah, and he'll be a tough one to say goodbye to. Obviously, he's having the best season of his career on the floor this year. But again, he's just a great kid to be around.
You know, you talk about having fun with this group. Could you have any more fun than you had the other night against Marathon?
Yeah, that was special. It was the first time we beat him since 2018. And, I love to see these kids getting better and believing that that they can compete with some of these bigger schools in the conference. And essentially, these programs are just so historic. I mean, Stratford and the Auburndales and the Marathons and Edgards and Newmans of the world. It's just every night in the Marrowood's a battle. And for these kids to start seeing wins is really special.
You know, I think about Stratford. They are playing for a conference championship, maybe a co-championship tonight, because the other matchup is Marathon at Armadale, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
And so there's a lot riding on this game for Stratford as well as for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and tonight for us, it's a great test. Because I told the boys, I mean, this Stratford team, if they were in Division 5 and in our sectional, they'd be the best team there, you know. So this is really a good game to kind of see where we're at going into March. Stratford's had a heck of a year. They just kind of hung around, and now the last week here they're looking to pull it off, and we're hoping to ruin it for them.
The first meeting up there, what was that like?
Very physical. We had about a 7.5-minute stretch in the first half where we didn't score. They ended up pulling away at the end by 20, I think it was. Stratford's very methodical. They got a ton of shooters that can really shoot the ball, but their best is on the defensive floor. They're going to force you to play their style of basketball, and they've only lost twice this year, and those two losses, the teams that beat them were able to play their style. So they're going to play physical up the line. They're not going to make it easy. And I just, to beat them tonight, we got to be patient, and when we're open, we got to knock it down.
You know, I saw a little bit of the first half of their game against Auburndale. They're winning 34-14 against Auburndale, who had one loss, and that was to you.
Correct. Yeah, Stratford's rolling right now, and it's probably the two hottest teams in the Marrowwood going at it tonight. A bunch of seniors versus one senior, junior, and a bunch of sophomores. So it's a great test for us, and kudos to Stratford and Auburndale for a heck of a year.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you. Thank you for your time. We always appreciate it. We'll let you get back to the
team.
And let's pick up a W.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you. That's Coach Josh Pultz of the Assumption Royals as they get set to take on the Tigers of Stratford. We're going to take a quick 1-minute timeout. We'll be back with more pregame right after this. You're listening to FM 105.5 W, IRI.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Well, you know what? I think Laura is playing us some really fun bumper music as we come back out of the TOs, and that's where we are right now, getting set for the start of tonight's game. Monday, Assumption was victorious up at Newman Catholic. Big win up there. They're only up by 6 at the half, but outscored the Cardinals 47-19 in half number 2, Michael.
Yeah, that's always a good rivalry. I believe saw them earlier this season when they clashed together. Boy, that's Newman, I don't care what their record is, they're always a tough out. And for the Royals to battle through that, do all right there, and come through, get the win, and put themselves in a spot to still seriously play spoiler, that's pretty cool.
You know, when you have four players in double digits, as Assumption did, that's always a recipe for victory. JT with 21 points, Logan Nystrom 16, Parker Brewing 12, and our senior Owen Hagan in double digits with 10 points that night as well.
All right.
For the Stratford Tigers, they had that big W over Auburndale the other night as they won it 56-33, led it by 20 at the break and basically just cruised in the second half. Drew Brusewitz, no relation to the young man that played for the Badgers years ago, had 13 points to lead the way. Caden Foster with 12, and Riley Spindler ended up with 8. Another starter, Brooks Vanderhoof, finished with 7. So they're kind of top-heavy in their scoring. They don't go real deep. They usually play, unless it's a blowout, they'll play about 7 or 8 players, and that's about all. First meeting, 68-46. Royals were down by 12 up there in Stratford. JT led the way with 13 points. Nobody else had more than 6 that ball game. Alec Chappell had 18 points, but he hasn't played in the last 10 games. He had shoulder surgery. Yeah. I think it was an old football injury that he had suffered, and he hasn't played since. So they kind of rely on Brusewitzes and the Fosters and the Spindlers of the world to get them through.
Yeah, we'll see what you really don't know what to expect with Stratford here. I mean, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a pretty darn good basketball team playing physical, as we've always talked about. Stratford, Edgar, whatever, you got football teams playing basketball, and you know it's going to be physical. You know you got big, strong, muscular bodies out there just pounded on each other. But that's a quick way to get thrown out of a game is if you go football rules too much. But, you know, maybe we're homers in the regard, but how neither Auburndale or Stratford are getting any votes, and maybe they are getting votes, but any nods for any state rankings, I don't know how that's possible, but we'll see.
So they're about to do the invocation as well as the national anthem. So, Laura, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more from Assumption
right after this.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
How can you measure the value of education-based athletics? Well, the value is in what makes it invaluable. That's because school sports aren't just about winning. They're about learning and growing. School sports aren't just about gaining trophies and accolades. They're about learning life lessons, bringing a whole community together, developing character and integrity, having coaches who mentor you and teammates who become lifelong friends. And you can't put a price on any of that. That's what makes education-based athletics invaluable. Of course, when you participate in school sports, you want to win and become a better athlete. But the purpose is so much greater, becoming a better person. Support your local school sports programs. And if you have a student, encourage them to get involved.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here at Assumption High School as we are getting set for the start of tonight's contest between the Tigers of Stratford and the Assumption Royals. Of course, we had the opportunity to see the Tigers of Stratford girls' side of it last week, and we get to see the boys' side, and they're introducing the lone senior here, Owen Hagen, coming on out and getting a big round of applause from everyone, and well-deserved, as Josh Paul said.
Yeah, he's one of those unsung heroes, so to speak. Plays real hard. He's a good outside shooter, can get it done inside too. He's one of those guys that maybe starting the season he fluctuated being that fifth, sixth man, but he's been able to really work into that starting role. So it's good to see him get recognized for his hard work every year that he's been here.
Speaking of starting roles, what a great segue. I think we need to do the starting roles, the starters for both teams here. Let's start off, first of all, with Stratford Tigers' Kurt Schmidt. They got a nice record this year, coming in with a record of 21-2 on the season. Their only two losses, of course, to the Auburndale Eagles, as yep. well as your Assumption Royals. 13-2, we say, in conference action. They're tied atop the Mirrorwood South with Auburndale. They have, at one guard, Caleb Wrench, a 5'7" senior. The second guard is Drew Brusewitz, another senior, 5'10". The third guard's a junior, Brooks Vanderhoof, 5'8" tall. The forwards, Jet Shanehair, 5'10", and a senior, and Caden Foster, a 6-foot senior. For Josh Pulse's Assumption Royals, their record standing at 9-14, 8-7 overall. And boy, I'll tell you what, to me that's pretty impressive for such a young squad. They'll start three guards as well. Logan Nystrom, 5'10", and a junior. Chase Lieberg, a 6-foot junior, and the aforementioned Owen Hagen, a 5'10" senior. The forward is JT Schlafer. He's a 6-foot junior, and Parker Pruwink in the middle tonight. He is a 6'5" sophomore. So those are the starting lineups for tonight's contest, as Michael and I sit in our familiar spot here at Assumption on the corner of the stage, and we will have the Royals going away from us in their home whites and the blue Royal trim down the sides and for the numerals, as well as the Tigers. Well, they've got that orange and black that they're so familiar with.
Yeah, just not the stripes, but Randy, I do want to take a moment and thank you for taking the high road in that when I mentioned roles and not saying, well, now from a man who's got plenty of roles. Thanks a lot, buddy.
But then I've been looking in the mirror.
Well, mine always breaks, so.
JT with the tip and control, and into the forecourt go the Royals as they go away from us here in the first half. Corner jumper on the way, three ball, a little bit wide to the right by Mr. Hagen. And the rebound secured by Brusewitz of the Tigers. He'll handle the ball most of the time from what I've seen thus far this year. He is on the top, and the Royals going to come a little 1-3-1 zone defense this time. Mix things up a little bit, why not, right? It's a powerful Tiger team, and they'll pump a three. Brusewitz from the edge, that's a little bit short. And the long rebound by Foster for the Tigers. They reset the offense. And, of course, Coach Mitt, a good coach, and they go 2-1-2 against a 1-3-1 and try to break that and hit the corners, and that's what they do right here. They get it to Foster down low, put it up. No, didn't get it to go. High in the sky for the rebound is Lieberg, and then grabbed running by Vanderhoof. Gets a hold of Schlafer, so that'll be Brooks' first personal. That'll be the first one here, as we played 56 ticks so far.
So much riding on this game. I mean, Assumption, they can really play spoiler here for the Tigers, so it's... That's really, and then the Assumption at that point, they can go finish this regular season undefeated in conference play.
At home, right?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Something's got to give tonight, so we'll see how this game transpires over the next, 34 minutes.
Parker Brewink on the left side over to Chase Lieberg as he comes to a halt just inside the left elbow. Kick it back out on the outside. Go around into the hands of Nystrom. Now Brewink. Hagen, bounce it once, down underneath to the big man, Ruink off the glass in the finish. Parker, the 6'5 sophomore, gets the first points on the board here tonight, as we have played a minute and a half thus far in our ball game. That's a great big thank you to Laura Berg, who given up her Thursday night so that we can bring you all the action here. Brusewitz, three ball from the corner, that one's good. He splashed it down. Of course, that's always one of the downfalls of a zone, especially a 1-3-1. You got to cover so far in the corners, and if you can get guys to bury him, that makes it very difficult on you. Hagen now, he'll turn the corner, jump stop, off the glass, no. And the rebound, as he used the rim for protection, he just didn't quite get it up high enough on the glass. Now they'll bounce it underneath, put it up with the left hand, Mr. Wrench with the bucket, and it's 5-2 in favor of Stratford. They're going to be a handful, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean, on that scoop, that was nice little crescent moon shape there, and Wrench got it.
Very good. I was paying attention. Crescent Wrench, I love it.
Yeah. Too bad his name's not Allen.
Oh, my. It gets better. Maybe that's his middle name.
Could be.
We should check on that.
We should.
We'll send out one of our runners at halftime. 15:25 to go. First half of play, 5-2 in favor of Stratford. They have the basketball. As Wrench with it on the right wing. Going to the middle. Tried to bounce it right through Lieberg, but he would. Sticks out a paw and grabs it. Turnover number one, I believe, on Stratford.
Yeah, that's what I got. One team, one for each team.
We've played 3 minutes thus far here. Half number one. 5-2 Tigers on top. There's a jumper from the left side. Three ball!
Boom!
Logan Nystrom filling the hole. And it's 5-5. Couple, three bombs, one for each team. Nice backdoor cut. Foster puts it up. No. Gets his own rebound, ever. Gets quadruple team, puts it up and finishes this time. Caden Foster, a 6-foot senior, his first 2 points of the night. 7-5.
favor of the Tigers.
Nice partial block, but he's lucky he didn't get over the back. That'd be Nystrom.
On top of the wheels, Hagen with it. He's got it down, triple threat position. Now puts it on the floor with the left hand, kicks out. Lieber going to let a three ball fly.
Boom!
Got it! I always tell Chase, you got to let it fly a little bit more often, young man. He's got a good looking shot, and he buried it that time. And a quick 30-second timeout going to be taken by the Royals. Laura, let's go 30 as well. Back with more from Assumption right after this.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Had a chance to talk to coach and athletic director Joe Berghauser a little bit before the game and told him that we're going to be back here on Saturday night. And he said, you're going to follow us the rest of the way. And I said, all the way to the gold ball. So we're looking forward to making a long, deep run with the Assumption Royals ladies this year. As an inbounds pass goes underneath the Jet Shanehurst, and he puts it up and puts it in. On the other end, JT off the glass for two. So that was a quick deuce for each.
Yeah.
10-9 Royals. 13:30 left in the half. Shot inside, doesn't go. Spindler gets his own rebound, puts back up. It doesn't go. Vanderhoof, no. And the rebound comes down to JT. JT crosses over the dribble. Offensive foul. He hurt his knee a little bit. They went knee to knee that time as he ran into Vanderhoof. It's one of those that just, ouch, you know? It's just like when you stub your toe, right?
Yeah, it is. That's unfortunate there.
So the first on JT, that's the first foul for the Royals. Each team now with one of those. 10-9 Assumption, 13-25 to go, excuse me, here in half number one. Still going 2-1-2 against this 1-3-1 zone defense. There's that backdoor cut once again. And with the left hand, Shaner with the hoop off the glass. And gives the Tigers the lead back at 11-10. JT will walk it into the forecourt.
Still a little gimpy there.
Yeah, Chase will take it all the way to the basket. Just a little bit strong on the layup and the rebound. Shane here comes away with it. He'll go ahead to Vanderhoof. Right-hand side, Brusewitz thought about the three. Royals did a nice job of running at him that time as J.J. Oswald, the sophomore, into the ball game after that last TO. Baseline, jumper on the way. Ooh. That is good from 12 feet away. As it goes down for Brady Berg, the 6-foot junior who also snuck into the ball game on us during that last timeout. They can be a sneaky bunch.
Tigers usually are. Apex predators, buddy.
Well, kind of come sneaking up behind you there. And they've got the 13-10 lead now. JT, he's going to try to tie it from three-point land. Oh, it rattled around and out. Rebound for the Royals. Put it up, no. Lieberg has it partially blocked and coming away with it. Brusewitz comes out on the fly. Comes to the right corner. Three bomb on the way. Let it go for Vanderhoof. It's good.
Boy.
Brooks has his first points, the 5'8 junior. And seven straight points now for the Tigers of Stratford, who were just trailing at 10-9 as we were in that last break. So into the forecourt go the Royals. Get it down low inside once again to Lieberg. He'll kick it out. Three ball on the way.
Boom!
Rattle it down, J.J. Oswald. He's got a three. And it cuts the lead to three at 16-13 now. Royals still sticking in that 1-3-1 zone defense. Goal come here on the baseline. Almost a steal by Oswald. Cross it over. Three ball for Brusewitz. Good again.
Got it.
I think I called it before it went through. It looked that good.
Yeah, it did.
And so the lead back up to six at 19-13 in favor of the Tigers. Ball on the right wing into the hands of Ron Board, 6-foot junior. Schlafer, hand it off to Oswald. JJ, over on the left side, that's Nystrom. Back over to Schlafer, he's on the right wing, about 3 feet beyond the arc. JJ thought about the shot from just inside the arc. Steady dribble penetrated and then lost control of it. Turnover number two. Here comes Brusewitz right towards Michael. Vanderhoof, they look to double team him. He'll swing it into the hands of Brusewitz. Back over to Vanderhoof. He plays catch. Now backdoor cut once again. Shane here just sneaking backdoor, making the catch and going up with the left hand. Lead is now 21-13, and timeout going to be taken by Coach Paltz. Just going to take a 30. I think we should do the same, right?
Yep.
Laura, 30 more. Back with
the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
JT comes over, talks to the athletic trainer, said, yep, I banged knees, and that's just feeling a little discomfort.
Well, he belongs to the city, so he'll be all right. That's what Glenn Fry always talked about.
He'll take a little seat, a little break, let that knee rest a little bit. So into the ball game, Trey France for the Royals, who made that great tip in at the buzzer to beat Marathon the other night. Great play designed by Coach Paltz. Oswald goes back on top. It's Owen Hagen with it there. There's a little backdoor cut. They try to get the ball to France, and it's an INT for the Tigers. Left wing. Wrench decides not to put up the shot. Jumper from 17 feet doesn't go that time for Foster, and the rebound into the hands of the Royals. Board with it. He'll hand it off to Owen Hagen. And the Royals kind of run a little bit of a weave on top before they settle it on the left arc. Dribble it back to between the circles. Now back to the left wing. Three ball on the way. That one's good. Owen Hagen, the senior. That is the fourth three ball of the ball game for the Royals. So they've got 2 2-pointers and 4 threes. So the Royals now within five at the 9-11 mark. The Stratford team was ahead of Auburndale by 20 the other night at the break. So they can fill
it up.
That's
impressive.
As right now we speak, Brooks Vanderhoof does just that. He fills up a three bomb. That's his second of the ball game. They have 4 3 balls. The difference being the extra few 2-pointers that they've got, four of them to be exact. And it's 24-16 as we are now under 9 minutes to go in this first half of play. Top of the wheel, that's Hagen with it. Dribbles inside into a double team, so he kicks back out. Oswald for three. Ooh. That's a little bit short and left. The rebound is saved that time by Shane here, but he saves it right to Assumption, and they will reload the offense on the top in the hands of Hagen. He'll try to spin past the defender, force it inside. Quick hands by the Tigers cause turnover number four. Eurostep blocked away from behind, and the foul's going to go against Ron Board, and that's going to be his first personal, and that'll be the second team on the Royals.
Yeah, that was a close play, but that was a good call by officiating crew on that foul.
It's one of those situations. He came from behind, and when you follow through that hard, a lot of times that'll end up being called.
Absolutely.
And the free throw is good for Caden Foster. That's the first free throw being shot tonight by either team. JT going to come back into the ballgame, as will Parker Brewink. JJ out along with Mr. Board. So the second free throw for Brady Berg. Excuse me, Caden Foster. On the way and short. JT with the rebound for Assumption. Trailing it by 9. As we are just outside of 8 minutes remaining in this first half. And just outside the arc is Parker Brewink with the basketball. We'll go to JT. Man-to-man being employed by Stratford, three ball on the way for Owen. No, Brewink, however, gets the rebound for Assumption. And they reset. Another three bomb on the way. Left side. Ooh. Rattles around for Nystrom. It won't go. Foster with the rebound. And up ahead, three on the way for the Tigers. That one's short. And JT rips the ball out of there. Comes flying loose. Foster picks it up. He lets it fly. Rebound on the inside and the finish for the Tigers. Riley Spindler gets his first two of the night, and it's 27-16. We still have 7.5 to go in this first half of play.
A
Royals into the front court. Nice back cut. Brewing off the glass with the right hand. And oh, good. So Parker now with 4 points. 27-17 Stratford. Still the 1-3-1 being employed by Assumption. Dribble penetration, kick it out on the outside. That's Brusewitz with it. He'll go cross court on the skip pass. Foster, he'll do the same right back to Brusewitz, spotting up the three. That's going to be a little bit right and long, and Brewink with the rebound for the Royals. They'll leave it for Nystrom to bring it into the front court. Goes behind the back with the dribble to the elbow. Now out. Owen Hagen for three, just a little bit short. However, JT runs it down. He flies high, gets it to Parker. Put it up and in off the glass. Good use of the board, Parker. He's got 6 points, 27-20, 6.5 minutes. Still on the first half clock. Now on top, the long arms of Trey France tips it, but he's able. Tigers able to retain possession. Brusewitz goes to Shane here on the left side. Back out to Brusewitz. Little ball fake. Keeps the possession, now bounces it on top. On the right-hand side. Kick it around. Spindler. Left side. Brusewitz. Fall away. 13. Yes. Drew Brusewitz, the 5'10 senior now. Three baskets, two of them from beyond the arc. He has 8 points. 29-20. Royals take it into the front court. Ball on the left wing. Back on top. Hagen with it. He's trying to spin. Against Brusewitz. Yeah. That's an easy call there on Caleb Wrench. A little just too much reaching contact, and it's his first team second. Been pretty clean. You said that earlier.
Yeah, to this point, that was a big concern I always have watching Stratford and Edgar when they play games. It's not the talent. It's just big physical kids, the stereotypical big physical farm kids, football players trying to play basketball. And that's you go from such a physical game, and not saying that basketball is not physical, but you go from such a physical game where physicality is rewarded to a game where it's punished. So they're doing all right.
Oswald back in the game for the Royals. He has it on the right side. Brewing gets cut off trying to go baseline. Lieberg, left side, Nystrom. JT for three. Yeah!
Boom!
You know what? I got to tell you, that's two in a row I've called before they've gone through.
Get a lottery ticket there, Nostradamus.
Right?
I almost said something else and would have got kicked off the radio.
Good thing you did.
But we can do that after air.
Shane Air on the baseline. He gets double teamed. He'll go out. Three ball on the way. Spindler rattles it in.
They can shoot it too, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. They now have five bombs behind their name, 32-23. A little transposition going on the scoreboard right now with 4:45 to go. Year and a half number one. Lieberg back in the ball game. He's on top of the wheel, bounces it once, picks up his dribble. Back over to Oswald. Brewing pops out with the help between the rings. Now Schlafer, he'll dribble penetrate to the right elbow. No look pass.
Down low,
reverse
baby.
Slam.
Yeah.
Put it up, put it down. For Parker Brewink, he now has 8 points. That was a beautiful no-look pass by JT.
The way the Royals are playing, you better be ready for them come the playoffs. They've been playing some really good ball, especially right now. And that buzzer-beaten win over Marathon, that's really doing them wonders because they are giving Stratford fits.
And they have a lot of confidence. You can just see it, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I think whatever happens this year happens. Next year, they're going to be something special.
Here's Brusewitz for three. That one's a little bit wide right. Suddenly, it doesn't fall for him, and the rebound comes down to JT. Up ahead, Euro step, reverse layup.
Layup
didn't go for Oswald. I think the place would have erupted had that one fallen. It stays 32-25, 3:45 remaining in half one.
Close shot for Oswald there.
Here's the ball on top of the wheel now. They split the difference. Go in the corner. Spindler for three. Yep.
Oh!
He's got two threes behind his name. And it's 35-25. Again, they were leading Auburndale 34-14 at the break the other night. So Royals doing a nice job of hanging in there. Lieberg to the rack, and he lays it in. He's got 5 points. 35-27 now. A tick shy of 3 minutes to go here in half number one. Ball reverses from the corner to the right wing. Ball above the head of Vanderhoof. Brusewitz and Vanderhoof play catch. in the corner. Three ball on the way. That's too long, and they missed the last couple of threes, and the Royals see if they can take advantage right here. JT, no-look pass. Left side, Nystrom, three. Ooh. Just a skosh long. Tipped out, however, by Vruwink, and the Royals will reset it. Into the front court comes JT. Chase does a nice job of not getting it to him too soon. It would have been over the back. Go up with the left hand. Strong, but it doesn't stay in the rim. And the rebound to Brusewitz and the Tigers. Here's a corner three for Spangler. Oh, my goodness. The kid's in fuego. He's got 11 points. And that's the lead for the Tigers.
Man, they can shoot the three.
They are putting on a display tonight. And now they're going to call a charge on JT as he got a little bit out of control. His second, team's third. And into the ball game going to come Ron Board for the Royals along with Owen Hagen. And taking a quick breather here will be Nystrom and Oswald. 2-1-2 on the first half clock, 38-27. Good high scoring affair here in the first half of play.
Yeah, it is. It's just a fun game to watch. Both teams are really playing well.
There's a skip pass. Three ball on the way. That's going to be wide to the right. As Vanderhoof couldn't get it to fall. JT again with the rebound for Assumption. Go right side to Lieberg. He has it pulled away from him. On the floor goes Board. And he's fighting for it. We're going to get a jump ball, aren't we? Yep. And a takedown. A little physical out there. Parker goes over and helps a teammate out a little bit as they were wrestling out there on the floor, and the official goes in there and says, all right, everybody, cooler heads prevail.
That was kind of a cool impression of a crappie on the ice out there by Ron.
It was. My grandson's caught like 24 of those yesterday.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, sent a picture. They're all, the grandsons weren't flopping, the crappies were.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Want to straighten
that out. Well, I'm glad because I was having questions. So.
Buck 40 to go. Possession arrow in favor of Stratford. They have the lead by 11. It could be bigger if this one goes, but it doesn't. And JD high with the rebound once again. He'll take it to the rack. No, they say foul just before he took those two steps. Usually you start taking those two steps to the rim and you get that part of the shot, but he didn't. Must not have just got those steps in before the hold was going to be called on Brusewitz. It'll be his first, team's third.
Well, if only it was like Leonard Skinner and he got three steps.
That's
a quandary we're in.
That's a good reference right there.
Hey, Tuesday's gone, buddy.
Puck and a quarter. 38-27. Royals trail by 11, but they do have possession of the basketball. JT's going to try to go right baseline again. Skip it around to Vruwink. He'll dribble it into the paint. Little six-footer on the way. No. Oof. Rebound is dug out of there by the Tigers. See what they play the last 67 seconds here of the half. Somehow I just don't anticipate them holding on that long.
No, not unless it's a really, really good defense by the Royals.
And then another takedown, and a timeout was taken by Coach Schmidt before the jump ball was called as Owen Hagen was in there battling. Let's see. Did you see if he's called for a 30 or a full?
30.
Okay, we'll just keep it here, and we'll just let everybody know that we are so happy to be able to bring you
very happy
the end of the regular season.
Ecstatic.
And hoping to get even a few more of you folks on board as we head into the postseason here. We'd like to say a great big thank you to Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Son Chrysler Jeep, Paper Sitter Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. We want to let you know that if you'd like to get on board, you can do that pretty easily. Just give us a holler during the weekdays, and Pam will hook you up with the right people. That number, 715-424-1300. And we'll make sure that you get hooked up with the folks that allow you to be part of the tournament trail that starts, well, has already started for the girls on Tuesday, but Assumption's first game will be tomorrow night.
Yeah.
As they'll take on the Greyhounds of Loyal. And we hope to be back here on Saturday as they would then face either Greenwood or AB, Almond Bancroft.
The Twin Cities of Portage County.
There you go.
It'll be AB. I'm sorry. It will be.
Greenwood's been playing a little better as of late.
I just think AB will do it.
Okay. We got 33 ticks here to see what Stratford's going to do, and I think they are going to take the air out of the ball for the final 30.
Yeah.
With that 11-point lead, why not? They could go up by 11, 13, or 14. Cruzewitz feigned the penetration, takes it back to the outside. He's going against board right now with 15 seconds left. Vanderhoof back over to Brusewitz.
Eight seconds.
Going to want him to have the ball at the end here. Goes on the right-hand side. Spindler, fall away, short. Rebound, Lieberg is just going to let the buzzer sound, and we have come to the end of the first half of play, where the scoreboard reads, the Tigers of Stratford, 38, the Assumption Royals, 27. Michael and I will do the magic of adding some numbers up. Laura will do the magic of bringing you some good old country and western music for about the next 8 minutes or so. And then we'll be back with more Assumption basketball as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, till what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls, but with a good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
t-shirt said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend. Can't we all get along? Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Friend, can't we all get along? We'll find out when you die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Back here at halftime as the Assumption Royals tangling with the Tigers of Marsh.
Ooh.
Stratford.
Almost at Marshfield. It's about 10 miles apart. Yeah. I'll forgive
they're Tigers. They're Tigers. As the Royals trail it by 11, 38 to 27. Before we get into the brackets, let's take a look at the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Kurt Schmidt's Tigers, they're led in scoring by Riley Spindler with 11 points, 3 from beyond the arc, 8 for Drew Bruzewitz, 6 apiece for Jane Jet Shanehair, as well as Brooks Vanderhoof. They had 3 points from Caden Foster and 2 apiece from Caleb Wrench and Brady Berg. Mr. Foster shot the only free throws for either team in the first half. He made 1 out of 2. That's it. And they only had the 1 turnover, so very clean half for the Tigers. For the Royals, they were led in scoring by J.T. Schlafer and Chase Lieberg, who had 5 points apiece. Excuse me, Parker Brewink with 8 leading the way. They each had 5 points. Couldn't read my own writing here for a second. And then 3 players with 3 points each, Logan Nystrom, Owen Hagen, and J.T. Oswald, all of those from beyond the arc. Royals did not shoot a free throw, and they turned it over 7 times. Tournament trail for the Royals will start next Tuesday right here at home as they will face New Lisbon out of the Scenic Bluffs Conference. They are 10-13 as of right now, 7-7 in their conference. They play Wazika Steuben out of the Ridge and Valley Conference at home tonight. Wazika Steuben 4-18, so kind of assuming that New Lisbon will take care of business there.
Yeah, I would assume so, but you just never know. It is March Madness.
That's right. The Auburn The Tigers are a second seed. Auburndale's the number one seed, even though they have identical records. In Division 4, they're in Sectional 2, and next week, a week from tomorrow, they will be at home as they'll take on the winner of number 7, Edgar, or number 10, Abby. You never know again. That's a pretty close matchup.
Kind of
figure it's going to be Edgar, but...
I kind of figure, too. I mean, they had a good game with Port Edwards last night, or two nights ago, I should say, excuse me, as Edgar, they were trailing at the half, but they've almost poured in 50 points in that second half, and they got the win over the Blackhawks, who... Blackhawks, they had quite a winning streak coming into the last two games, but dropped the last two. As I think they are playing Pacelli tonight in their regular season finale.
That'll be a tough one as well. So
yeah,
we are underway now here in half number two with the Royals getting the ball to start half number two. And on the dribble penetration coming to a jump stop is the senior Hagen. Put it up and down.
All right.
Owen now his first two-point basket of the ball game. He becomes the second leading scorer. Yeah, 5 points, as does JT and Chase Lieberg. JT, kind of a quiet first half.
Yeah, I mean, other than the two fouls, which I know that's not exactly something he wants, but what can you do? I mean, that's what teams have to do if they really want to slow down or stop the Royals. Is you got to slow down or stop JT, and that's way easier said than done.
And we're going to have an offensive foul that's going to be called. That's going to be whistled against
Vanderhoof
as he just kept bullying his way inside, and the outside official said, enough, and they called him for his second personal foul. You know, JT averaging a little over 20 points a game this year, and the ball is turned over by the Royals, and quickly the other way, Brusewitz stops, pops, no. Rebound, Shane Harrias.
He was there in a hurry. He recognized the danger that he was there in, and, boy, he was Johnny on the spot.
So let's again, as we were mentioning before, see if we can't get JT going here a little bit as the Royals again back down by 11 as we played a minute and a half thus far in the second half. And now into the lane goes Lieberg. He has the ball stripped away by Wrench, and now offensive foul, or they're going to call a block. No, they're going to call a block, and they're going to call a possible three-point play as Wrench took it strong inside, ran into the defender, and that defender being Logan Nystrom gets whistled for his first personal.
That could have gone either way. That really could have gone either way.
Because
I thought Nystrom was set.
Yeah. So the free throw up and good, and that was not Wrench. That was number 11, not number 1 on the far end of the court. So he gets the three-point play. Does Vanderhoof? He now has 9 points. 43-29, and there's another turnover by the Royals. Double team in the corner. Brusewitz comes out of there with it. Reverse it around the out right side, Vanderhoof. Take it down low. There's Mr. Wrench. He did not put it up, though. He kicked it out instead, and knocking it home was Caden Foster. He had 3 points, but it was a basket and a free throw in the first half. This time it's a three bomb, so he's got six. 46-29, and now we're going to call a foul on a hold on Mr. Wrench. His second personal.
It's always tough when the wrench slips.
Parker Ruink gets replaced by Ron Board for Assumption. Ron, a 6-foot junior. Had a lot of activity in that first half as got the PT at the end there. There's a look inside to Lieberg with the finger roll up and good. Chase now with 7 points, 46-31. Under 16 minutes at 15:41 remaining. Brusewitz will skip it on the right-hand side into the corner. Vanderhoof with it there. Wrench goes behind the back with the dribble. Picks that dribble up. Gets a handoff. Bumps inside against Board. Goes back out. Foster with a three. No. JT with the board. And JT, instead of dribbling into that double team, he reverses his dribble. Goes back around. Makes a circle. Now to Hagen. Oh, tough move.
Nice move.
Wow. He just came down the left side. Put it up with the right hand. And got the finish at 46-33. 15 minutes still remaining here in the ball game. Between the legs on the right side is Brusewitz with the dribble. Into the double team. Skip it diagonally over to Vanderhoof. Now back out. Three ball on the way for Wrench. And he caught nothing but the top of the floor. That's a nice way of saying the air ball, right? And it'll be basketball in the hands of the Royals.
That's tough, but you know that the way that just that little bit of slippage to start this second half
that could be what comes back and bites the Royals. Still a lot of time, only 13 points, but that really seemed to deflate some of the movement that they've had.
Board will go on the baseline. Oh, nice give and go. JT to Chase.
Nice move.
Lieberg, who finishes it with the right hand off the glass. Chase now with 9 points. And the Royals back within 11. So what looked to be slipping away, they've kind of clawed back to the halftime deficit.
Definitely a cat fight between the Royals and the Tigers.
Almost a steal by Lieberg, but can't quite save it. And it'll be right in front of us, except on the other end of the gymnasium here, where the Tigers will inbound it. And doing the inbounding, Vanderhoof gets it down low, put it up. Shane here, yes. He now has 10 points, and he is the second Tiger in double digits to go along with Spindler, who has 11. 48-35. JT being guarded by Vanderhoof. Goes inside, left hand,
nice and move. Got it.
Tough move. Not only nice, but tough move as he takes it to the glass on the left side with the left hand. 48-37. 13-40 as we approach that AM 13-20 mark. And there's a steal. Taken away by Board. Tries to get it ahead to Schlaefer. How he ran that down, I don't know. Throws it over his shoulder. Saves it to Lieberg at the top of the key. JT comes back onto the court after running almost down into the locker room. And he now has it on the right wing. Skip pass over. Let it fly. Owen Hagen for three. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Schmidt. We're going to take a full timeout with him. We're back with more from Assumption right after this.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They definitely.
Back here at Assumption High School, 48-40. Royals have crawled within 8 points with 13:08 to remaining here in this contest, the regular season finale of these two Merriwood South foes. Brusewitz for three.
Boom!
You can book it. Drew has 3 3-bombs behind his name, and the lead back up to 11 for the Tigers. Nystrom, left wing, dribbles it back towards the top before leaving it for JT on the handoff. JT a little jab step and then goes around on the left side to Trey France. Board gets a screen for JT, who got it back from Trey. The Royals working the perimeter right now with the basketball. Drive on the penetration, Hagen. He'll leave it on the right side. Trey France gets slapped on the way through. Ball on the floor, they say no shot. And I think that's going to go against Mr. Wrench.
I think so. I think Spindler, are they? Spindler.
It was, okay. It was either a 1 or a 10.
Yeah, that's a good call on that.
So the inbounds by Mr. France right below us. Looking to get it inside, unable to do so. And the ball poked away and saved by Ron Board. No, he stepped out of bounds. Nice effort by Ron.
That's a heck of an effort.
Unfortunately, it's going to go the other way if you're a Royal fan. At the 12:24 mark of this second half of play, 51-40, Stratford on top. They'll walk it up into the forecourt. Brusewitz will hand it off to Wrench, and they'll him do the honors, crossing the A at the center court of Assumption. Rotated around, top of the wheel, now to the right, back in the hands of Brusewitz. Right elbow, back it off, just inside the arc, let it fly, doesn't go. A rebound for the Royals, Trey France with it.
His first rebound of the game there.
France, baseline, grabbed by Board. Now back to France. Nystrom dribbles it, stops just inside the free throw line. Oh. Tough shot right on line, just a skosh short. And the rebound into the hands of Wrench. Left side, three ball on the way. No, wide left that time for Brooks Vanderhoof. And the Royals have the rebound and come into the front court at the 11.5 minute mark. 51-40. Elevation, shot, rolls off. Oh, looking at the disappointment in JT's face, he thought he had that one. And the rebound.